Hello, my name is Scott Higa, the Christian nerd, and this is your daily Nerd Devo. When I think about my life, I realize that I've been relatively blessed. I haven't had to face any tremendous tragedies, I haven't faced any type of abuse. I've made it through my 39 years relatively unscathed. Even with that type of life, though, there have been plenty of issues for me to work through with professional counseling. My family of origin and the expectations of others and the expectations of others that I created that didn't actually exist. Like, all of those created a burden that I was unable to carry on my own. And so I think, like, if I experienced that burden and had a relatively easy life, then my heart breaks for those who have experienced deep, deep trauma in their lives. And I've been thinking a lot about trauma lately and how we deal with it, in part because of the Disney Plus series WandaVision. Now, I'm not gonna have any super spoilers or anything, but if you're like, I don't wanna hear anything, then, you know, skip ahead 30 seconds or whatever, maybe a minute. WandaVision, it's been great. It's been so good. Every week I look forward to Friday morning and watching it, or if I feel like making a bad decision and staying up late on a Thursday night, since I live on the West Coast, I can watch it Thursday at midnight. Elizabeth Olsen, her performance in WandaVision, it's been stunning. She definitely moves from acting like Laura Petrie in the Dick Van Dyke Show to a traumatized Hydra experiment. And she finds herself in this perfect sitcom world, yet she's still haunted by the trauma of her past. Even with the full force of her reality-bending powers, Wanda still can't make her trauma disappear. And trauma is a powerful thing, and I'm definitely no expert. But trauma can be something that defines who we are as people. However, that only happens if we let it. Because while trauma is powerful, our souls and their ability to respond to trauma, that ability is even more powerful. One of my really good friends, she works with traumatized children, and she just tells me these stories of these kids, and the resilience of children is amazing. The way that they can respond, the way that they can move beyond their trauma, they need a community who loves them, they need necessary tools, they need time, they need counseling. But with those things, even if they face horrible, horrible trauma, they can move beyond it if equipped. And our brains, they also have a tremendous amount of elasticity, meaning that we can literally reshape the grooves in our brains. Like, if we've experienced trauma, we can reshape our brains to live with and address that trauma. Again, it takes a lot of work, but it's possible. It's possible to address and move beyond and live with the trauma we've experienced without it being this burden that defines us. In any of our brains, we don't have to carry them alone. We don't have to carry the burden of our trauma alone. One of my favorite passages of scripture comes from Jesus himself in Matthew 11, where he says this: "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So Jesus does not promise that we will live an unburdened life, but he does tell us that we don't have to carry those burdens alone. I don't know what burdens you're carrying. I don't know the trauma that you face. I'm sorry for what you've had to carry. I'm sorry for the weight that it's added to your life. But Jesus offers us an invitation to find rest with him as we take on his yoke and allow him to guide us. Depending on the depth of your trauma, though, and the weight of your burden, you might not be able to unpack that, to release that burden on your own. Like, we need the help of other people, whether that be trusted friends or the gift of a professional counselor. Much like exercise equipment, this episode of the podcast should say, please consult your physician before using. Like, don't begin addressing your trauma on your own because you heard me talk about it for 3 minutes on a podcast. Don't do that. Tony won't like me anymore. Like, reach out. Get help. None of us can address our trauma on our own. Talk to a pastor at your church. Find a counselor. Therapy is amazing. It was one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life. Wanda can literally reshape reality, and she still could use some therapy. How much more do we need therapy to address the burdens and traumas in our lives? That's all of the time we have for today. If you'd like to hear more Nerdy Devos every single weekday, hit the subscribe button where you listen to your podcasts on that app that you're listening to right now. Just hit subscribe and you'll get them every day. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. As Tony says, live your dreams and share some memes. And once again, my name is Scott Higa. I am the Christian nerd for the Daily Nerd Devos. Until next time, love God, love others, and be a better nerd.